I watched them tearing a building down, a gang of men in a busy town. With a hefty heave-ho and a lusty yell, they swung a beam, and then a side wall fell. I asked the foreman, "Are these men skilled, the kind you'd hire if you'd had to build?" He gave a laugh, "No, indeed. Unskilled laborers are all I need. Why, these men can wreck in a day or two, what it has taken builders years to do." So I thought to myself as I went my way, which of these roles have I tried to play? Am I a builder with rule and square, carefully measuring my life with skill and care? Am I living my life by a well-made plan, doing every day the best I can? Or am I a wrecker who walks the town, content with the business of tearing down? Isn't it strange that princes and kings and clowns that caper in sawdust rings and everyday people like you and me? We're builders for eternity. Each is given a book of rules, a shapeless mask, and a bag of tools, and each must build their life airs flown. A stumbling block or a stepping stone. You see, life is like a journey that is taken on a train with a pair of strangers at each window pane. Now, I may sit beside you the whole journey through, or I just might sit elsewhere, never knowing you. But if by chance God places me by your side, let's be pleasant travelers, for it is a short ride. I committed that poem to memory years ago, and I deemed it as a model for my life. Every day interacting with people from all walks of life, I make it a point to intentionally treat each person as I'd love for them to treat me, being considerate, sensitive, caring, and compassionate with each individual, whether they're homeless or the CEO of an enterprise. Each person deserves the attention and the best of me, and the best version of me that I can be. Jesus said, "I leave you with a new commandment, an 11th commandment. This new commandment is that you love one another." And he went on to say, "By this man will know that you are my brother." I dare to say that many of us don't really know how to love one another. Many of us have not ever received love. How is it possible to give something to someone that you don't have or do not possess? We love each other the best we can. We're presenting each day the best we can. We're living each day the best we can. Some do better than others, and some do better even than them. But I choose to choose that each person does the best that they can. There's good and evil in all of us. I choose to believe that most people are nice. There's only a few, and they move around quite a bit. But basically, at heart, most people are nice. And I think that most of us choose to be nice. Are we building our lives with a well-made plan, or are we wrecking our lives and those that we encounter? Not only did Jesus say, "By this men will know that you are my disciple, if you love one another," Jesus also challenged them with, "The greatest among you will be the one who serves." Just think about that. Service and love. If we mix the two together and serve with love, just imagine how that would transform our lives as we know it today. Transform the lives of others so we could just dismiss selfishness and hatred and impart service and love. My goodness, that's transformation. Yes, there are a few people who are not so nice. And as I said before, they move around quite a bit. But the majority of us, we choose to do the right thing. I like to study philosophers and different concepts and thoughts that people have, especially some of our greater thinkers, our greatest thinkers like Henry David Thoreau, who was a great philosopher. His philosophy was, if one advances confidently in the direction of their dream, endeavoring to live the life that they are imagining, one passes an invisible boundary and meets with the success unexpectedly in common hours. Unexpected things began to occur. New and more liberating laws began to establish themselves around that person. The old laws are arranging to a higher level of authority. Unexpected things began to occur. More new and liberating laws began to establish themselves. The old laws are arranging to a high level of authority, a higher domain of power, a new order of being. Like obtaining a driver's license, before you could secure a driver's license, you had to depend on public transportation or just walk to where you was trying to go. But then you studied a particular curriculum and learned the laws of the road and the rules of the road. And eventually you acquire a license of authority to operate a dangerous vehicle in public because you now have the authority to drive a car. The universe works the same way. We have to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, living by boundaries, living by laws, living by principles, living intentionally, intentionally loving, intentionally building, or intentionally hating, and intentionally choosing to wreck. Are you a builder or are you a wrecker? Five things. If you want direction in your life towards purpose, ask yourself, number one, is it worthy of me what I'm pursuing? Not am I worthy of it, but is it worthy of me, which speaks to confidence, which speaks to recognizing that you have value. Number two, is it giving me life? Do I feel aliveness and expanding myself and growing into myself when I endeavor to pursue this purpose? If you're not growing, if you're not learning, if you're not evolving, is it really worthy of you? Number three, is it in alignment with my core values, the standards that I live by? Number four, is it going to require for me to grow and to step into a larger dimension of myself? A larger dimension of myself. Is it going to pull me and challenge me and drive me, motivate me, encourage me to grow into a better version of myself? Number six, do I need help from God? Is it big enough? Is it bigger than me? Is it something that's outside my reach and I have to depend on God and others to bring this purpose to pass? These are some of the things that you might want to consider. Are you a builder? Are you building stepping stones? Or are you a wrecker, content with the business of tearing down? Ask yourself, is there some good for others in this that I want to become, in this that I want to do? We are all connected. One universe. Universe. One verse. Everything is interdependent as well as independent. We want to be able to rely on one another. We want to be able to work together. I want to suck the marrow out of aliveness and live intentionally and deliberately for success, and for love, and for service. You're on the verge with Verge, on the verge of greatness. If one wants to be great, he must serve, and serve with love, good old-fashioned kindness. God bless you. Bye now.